Hello, my girl, and welcome back to the Beyond Her Body podcast. My name is Albany, your host and your friend and your female fat loss coach, female health coach, all the things. I am so excited that you guys are here. Today's episode, we are going to talk about five simple things that help transform my body that will probably surprise you, seeing things that I overlooked for years and years and years until I finally was like, okay, something has got to change. Something internally clicked for me. And I was like, okay, if I want to change, if I want my body to change, if I want to stop feeling like kind of sorry for myself, I would feel like I wanted to hide behind clothes. I always wanted to hide behind somebody in pictures. I never really liked to wear things that I loved. I would have black on all the time. And then I remember just being in my room, just like, hating how I felt in my body. And I know that that's intense and that's kind of deep, but seriously, like crying in my room, like, why do I feel so uncomfortable? Like, I just do not feel good in my body. My health isn't good. I just feel like I can't control myself around food. My binge eating was getting so terrible. There was just so many things that I was like, okay, either this has to change or this is gonna be me forever. And so these are five simple things that helped me transform my body, get me out of my rut, helped me stop being stuck and feeling sorry for myself every single freaking day because it was literally just terrible. And I hated being in that space. I hated being in a space where I just hated my body and I hated how I felt because it was such a reality for me for so long. And if you are there currently, it's so bright in your future and you can friggin' do it. You can do it if I can do it, because I was deep. I was deep in the binge eating. I was deep in the feeling sorry for myself. I was deep in just continuously gaining body fat, doing everything and literally going the opposite direction of what I wanted to. You can do it. Here we go. Let's dive into it. Five simple things that helped me transform my body that you can do every day. Number one, I had to stop stressing my body the heck out. Literally had to stop stressing out about everything. And this doesn't just apply to, this does not just apply to work stress and life stress. This applies to the stress that actually you can control. Okay, listen to that again. This applies to the stress that you can control, the stress that you are putting on your body. You might not be aware of it, but you put stress on your body too. So stress that looks like under eating, stress that looks like working out way too much, stress that looks like lack of sleep, stress that looks like lack of recovery, stress that looks like not getting enough minerals or vitamins or whole foods into your body. So your body is like running on fumes. Just to name a few. Stop stressing your body out. When your body is in fight or flight, stressed out, if it feels like it's just trying to survive and it's suffocating, your body is just going to do that. It's not going to be focusing on losing body fat. It's not going to be focusing on trying to transform. It's literally going to do whatever it can to be able to survive and keep staying afloat. So stop stressing your body out and doing the things that are stressing it out, because those are things that you can control. You can't control work stress. You can't control life stress sometimes. And that just is what it is. But there is stress that you're putting onto your body that we need to take out to be able to transform your body and make sure that your health is in a good spot. And that does include, this is, okay, let me rephrase. This isn't running and high intensity every single day and running intense every single day. Doesn't apply to some people, but it applies to most people. If your body is stressed out, if it's inflamed, if you're having a really, really hard time losing body fat, and this is the type of exercise and movement you do more than four times a week, you need to reevaluate. You might have to take it out for a little bit of time. It doesn't mean that it has to be a long-term thing, but listen, it's so much more important that you support your body with where it's at now instead of depleting it more, because you might have to just cut it out for a little while instead of cutting it out for a long while, okay? Your health is important. You do not want to mess with the female hormones and the gut health, because then it's going to be a long process. Learn from me. It is not the best time, but it will have to be worth it. And it will have to be not even, okay, one, yes, worth it, obviously, but it will have to be a priority because you can't do anything when your hormones and your gut health are not feeling good and out of whack. Okay, let's move on. Number two, protein. This speaks for itself, and I'm not talking about like protein, processed protein, protein pack things. I'm talking about like real sources of protein, whole food protein. Bonus points if it's grass fed. Okay, that one's super short, easy, simple. Protein has so many benefits for the body. Do not overlook it. You're not gonna get fat from eating protein. You're not gonna get bulky from eating protein. The female body needs protein to be lean. Listen to that again. You need it to be lean. If you're having this ideal body shape that you want to accomplish, it more than likely has a lot more muscle than you think, and you need more protein. Okay? Just trust me. Okay, number two, minerals and nutrients. 90% of females are deficient in their minerals and electrolytes. Minerals. Take some Relight every day. Take some Element Tea every day. Or if you don't even want to do that, get some real salt. And I'm not talking like the salt that's just that big thing at the store. The brand is literally called Real Salt or Celtic Sea Salt, but that tastes like ocean. Not the best. I will get real salt. Salt your foods. Processed salt is a lot different than real salt. The minerals are so important for your body. That's why you hear sometimes that like salt is bad or like the processings are bad. It's not that. It's the processed salt is not good for your body, but the real salt that has real electrolytes and real minerals is what your body needs. Okay. So electrolytes, minerals every day, no matter what. Number four, it's rest, rest, rest. And I mean sleep, sleep. Your body needs sleep. Your body comes to a state of like, I don't even want to just say comes to a state of rest because it just comes to a state of baseline when you are asleep. It recovers when you sleep. Your body adjusts when you sleep. Your body loses body fat when you sleep. All things when you sleep. Sleep is a priority, especially for the female body. Okay. Sleep, sleep, sleep. And walking. Number five is walking. And I'm not talking about getting in a walk for exercise every single day. I'm talking about that is great. Okay. I'm not downplaying that. But walking has so many benefits. Walking more during the day, getting more steps, taking a 5-10 minute walk every few hours. Walking, walking, walking helps your metabolism. It helps your hormonal health. It helps your blood sugar. It helps your gut health. It helps just so many things. Your physique. Move more throughout the day. These are all five super simple things that don't take forever. They don't take forever. And this is a key. These five things are key factors of things that we track inside of Albany Ray Fitness. Literally, you have a whole app like right on your phone where you track it. And I can see every time that you do these podcasts are raw and unedited. So we're keeping that in there. But this app has all things that you can track. And I'm able to see like, okay, let's maybe bump this up or let's work on this because it's right in your pocket. All of these things are right in your pocket. And they're so important for your female health, fat loss journey, a foundations that you can do for the rest of your life. So these simple things, if you don't know where to start, start here. Start with the simple things, start with these five things, man. And if you're listening to this in 2024 and you're like, okay, I'm ready to do my journey, message me, girlfriend, because I have a few spots left. Hopefully by the time that you're listening to this, it's not too late. But I have a few one-on-one roster spots open for 2024, so let's freaking do it. If you're thinking about it, if you have questions, if you don't know if it's right for you, just message me and I will answer any questions that you have. This is something that I think is so important and not a lot of female coaches do, is that it's your body, it's your journey. Ask questions. I am never, ever going to get annoyed with you asking questions about credentials, about what we do specifically, why we do certain things. Ask away. You deserve to know that. But okay, five simple things that help me transform my body that you should start with right there. Stop stressing out about everything protein, minerals, nutrients, rest, and walking. Those are simple. Those are things that you can do every day. And those are things that you can literally do less than 10 minutes. That's what you need to focus on. I'm so proud of you. You are literally incredible. Do not forget to tell yourself today how incredible you are. Happy 2023, girlfriend. This is your year. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.